Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Joining us now is Kathy Valentine. She is one of the four Republican candidates for Kansas House District 72, hoping to have the opportunity to face incumbent Liberal Democrat Representative Tim Hodge in the November general election. Kathy, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this opportunity. I like your show, John.
Well, thank you. I pay people to say that, so that'll be $20. I'll make a campaign donation.
Oh, that's good.
So, Kathy, I checked out your campaign Facebook page. You describe yourself as a Christian, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, fiscal conservative, lifelong Kansan who grew up in a rural agricultural community in north central Kansas. I know you currently serve as a city commissioner in Newton. So the first question I have is, with all that and you know everything that you've got going, why would you want to run, and what distinguishes you from the other three candidates in the primary?
Well, first of all, yes, I'm a city commissioner, and I consider myself to be fiscally conservative, and I have always sought to make my decisions with common sense, you know, considering the funds that we have to use and making wise decisions. And I was approached to take that experience, to consider taking that experience to the State House for District 72. And also to, we really have a desperate need for representation in that seat. Someone that wants to be integrous and respectful working with the other legislators, somebody who's not bullish or demanding, but someone who respects the process and doesn't arrogantly use anger and vocal tactics to have his or her way.
I laugh, and I'm not laughing at you, Kathy. I'm laughing because I've had more than a handful of debates on the House floor with Tim Hodge, and everything you just described perfectly describes him. He is arrogant. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And you're absolutely right. And here's the sad part. You know, a Democrat can represent, and your area is not a Democrat House district. It's not. It used to be represented by Mark Rhodes. But
but
a Democrat can represent a not necessarily a Democrat district, although we don't like that. It can happen if they're willing to work across the aisle and be reasonable and pragmatic. You really do have no effective representation right now because Tim Hodge is so toxic. No one, even half of his own Democrat colleagues won't work with him. None of the Republicans will work with him.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad to hear that, because that kind of reputation of our current residents in the District 72 is not representing them in their best interest.
No.
And I think that when that kind of conduct occurs, that individual has just forgotten the constituents that
are represented. You're absolutely right. And he continued to, frankly, he lied. He misrepresents. When he would come back home, and I mean, I remember hearing, he and I did a radio interview my last year, and we had a debate and a discussion on one of the Topeka radio stations, and we talked about the sales tax on food, and I'm sure even now he's going to be campaigning about lowering the sales tax on food. My last year in Topeka, I carried attempts on 12 different occasions to lower the sales tax on food, and Tim Hodge voted no every single time because it was a Republican carrying that. This is Tim Hodge for you. He doesn't have a principle. He's just a party guy. Kathy, let me ask you this. I believe legislators shouldn't serve if they have potential conflicts of interest with local branches of government, and I've seen this time and time again. Steve Crum down in Hayesville is a perfect example. I don't believe they should be in Topeka and serve on a school board or a city council or school district, for example. Because if you're in Topeka, you're often voting on budgets and policy issues that directly affect your other job, and you can't serve two masters. That being said, if you win in November, do you plan to stay on the Newton City Council or City Commission?
No. And I fully agree with you on that. I have made that real clear. I contacted city staff first, and I have worked well with them over these years, and they were very encouraging and said, go for it. And they encouraged me to, if I win the primary and if I make it to the general and win the general, then I would give my resignation to the council. And they would appoint that replacement however they would choose to do so. I agree with you. I don't believe it would be appropriate for me to try to serve in both. I need to be fully committed to the residents, the constituents of District 72 at the state if I am sent there by the voters.
Well, I think you're right. I'm glad to hear you say that. Speaking of the legislative session, it just wrapped not too long ago. I'd like to ask you a couple questions about issues that dominated the session. Where do you stand on expanding Medicaid in Kansas?
Oh, well, I have done an enormous amount of research on this. I want to understand what is happening here. This is really a complex matter. I know one thing. I would not support taxpayer-funded abortions as being part of Medicaid expansion. And I do very much support the idea of referral to workplace or workforce training programs. A lot of those people that are described as falling between the cracks right now, because we are not an expanded state, are getting coverage through the federal exchange. And it may be because they can't afford the coverage that they have through their employer. And so if we were to expand, they would lose those subsidies because most of them are getting subsidies.
Right.
And they often fall between the 100 to 150% of the federal poverty level. Those subsidies would go away, and they would end up on Medicaid still working, still being able-bodied working adults. And really, for I guess the best way to describe that without being critical of those people who really need coverage, it just siphons away resources from the truly needy people.
Kathy, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're up against a hard break. If folks want more information, they can visit your Facebook page, Kathy Valentine for State House Representative 72, correct?
That is correct.
Good, good. Well, and I want to have you on. I didn't quite give you a good full time at this tonight, so we'll have you on again, get a little bit more of an update from you, all right?
Okay. I would look forward to it. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kathy. Best of luck to you. Carry on the fight.
I will do it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Stick around after the break. Laura Tarwater from the Wild West Republican Women update us on the Big First Republican Expo. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.